Bill Spitrino, who's author of The Great American Dividend Machine, as well as author of a financial newsletter. And Bill, we want to say welcome and thank you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Brother Craig. I just want to thank my co-author, Pam Panaleo, my publisher, Anthony Zuccardi, Gina Sinet in Marketing and Public Relations, and my editor, Stephanie Gallagher, and all the thousands of people around the world and subscribers, you know, who are listening in and made this possible.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess we want to thank all those hardworking people that put their money to work in what's left of free enterprise, which it seems to be an endangered species in America these days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's been, you know, it's a difficult thing. I decided to write the book. You know, I was a person who have been an entrepreneur all my life. I got an accounting degree. I went into accounting, and I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I decided to, you know, start hustling and trying to build.
Now, Bill, you mean you didn't like counting other people's money? What's wrong, Bill?
Well, I didn't like counting there, Bill. I like counting my own money.
Okay, you know, okay, yeah.
Everybody likes to say we, and we did this, and the company did this, and I used to tell the bosses, well, what about me?
Yeah,
you know, where's my money? And they didn't care too much for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I finally got mad, and I said, I can't take this, you know, I came home from work, my first mm-hmm. day of work, and my dad said to me, I said, Dad, he said, how was your job? And I said, Dad, I did fine. You know, I love it. I got a secretary. I'm making $17,500. And he said, son.
A lot of money long time ago, right?
Well, yeah, but he said, son, you got 45 more years of this. Get used to it. And I said, you know something? I can't take 45 more years. So, you know, I started planning, you know, to save money for my future. And it was something that, you know, I had a goal of doing. And, you know, mm-hmm. I did it. And now I want to, you know, give back to the other people who they're told the American dream doesn't exist anymore. They want to
right.
be told this, you know, mantra of, you know, the
government
will take care of you. And, and I hate that, you know.
Yeah, and you made a bold move, Bill. You say you had a, I forget the type of car, but it was
BMW.
A fancy car, BMW. And you sold it, and you got $10,500 for the car. You bought you a $1,500 get around car and took the other $9,000 and tell the folks what you did with it.
Thanks, Craig. What I did is I took the $9,000 and I invested it in a stock called Altria, which at the time was Philip Morris. They, mm-hmm. you know,
which is headquartered almost across the street from my house, by the way.
And I know that very well. and you know, it's a great, you know, what I liked about them is at the time they had Philip Morris. They spun off Altria, and actually spun off Philip Morris and spun off Kraft. But at the time, you know, Altria is the domestic tobacco, and then they have the international tobacco, and then they had Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Altria owns Miller Beer, so I had a mentor one time. It's funny because he used to be with the Globetrotters. He used to mentor Will Chamberlain, and he said, son, if you can't eat it, drink it, smoke it, watch it or wear it, or bet on it, forget it. And I realized that these companies, you know, had the smoking, the eating, the
mm-hmm.
drinking, and I thought, this is a great concept. So I put my money in. So I get my first dividend check, and it's like $43. My dad goes, hey, what are you going to do? You get a Happy Meal with that? And I said, Dad, but I've got a plan. But it was the first money I'd ever earned on my own, you know, from not having to work for it. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to get involved in real estate, but the problem with real estate is they don't give loans to the young people. And invariably, they did me a favor because you don't have to pay for upkeep, you don't have to have renters, and you don't have to worry about, you know, putting money into the properties and stuff, you know. And
so now,
you know, you have real estate taxes. So when you put your money into a stock, what's mm-hmm. nice is you just get money back every 3 months.
Yeah.
So
now, did you buy a Happy Meal or did you reinvest that $43?
There you have it. I kept reinvesting. Well, then what happened is I realized I started saving 10% of my income and then 20%. And then I started thinking, okay, you know, my next check was like $73. Then I got like $100 and some. It started moving up. And then I started thinking, okay, if I cut my lunch from $5 to $3 or $2, mm-hmm. I can save $3, you know. And then I thought, okay, if I go to the mall and eat samples, you know, which I still do, I can save $5. And my daughter said to me, she said, you still do this, Daddy, why is it? I said, honey, like Jimmy Buffett once said, you never know when those hard times are going to hit you, so I don't want to lose my touch here, you know. And, you know, I've learned more from Jimmy Buffett than Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
I've and learned now, more from people that have gone to jail than Yale.
Yeah, so learned. your message is that the people have more power than they think. You know, look at the money that the average person that would waste on an annual basis. And what I, you know, I have a son that just recently graduated college, just got his first job. And I had that same conversation with him about, you know, you can live off 60% and you give 10% to God and you 10% to this savings, each of these different types of savings accounts. And people don't realize that when you look at beer, cigarettes, eating out, rims on your car when your car stops and the rims keep spinning, or guys that have a $6,000 sound system on a $2,000 car. Tell the people what they could be doing with that money.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, in my book, because most books about investing are boring. They're dry, like The Intelligent Investor. You know, it's rated the number one book. Well, Warren Buffett talks about it. But, I'm an accountant, and other than chapters 8 and 20, I didn't get anything out of it, okay? My book is to inform you, inspire you, to educate you, and amuse you. But more importantly, I have a special chapter that will more than pay for the book, okay? If you buy it, and that's why my book is, it was the number one stock book on Kindle out of all books of all time. It's catching everyone by surprise. You see, most people who are famous that write a book are either famous people or they've written a lot of books. I've done neither. I didn't do this for prestige. I didn't want to keep my secrets. You know, I wanted to make sure the American dream was out there. So I have a special chapter where I have 23 different savings. And if you do these things in this thing and you don't save the money,
mm-hmm.
I'll buy the book back from you, okay? it's exactly what you just said, okay? Like, for instance, a lot of people overpay on their life insurance. Mm-hmm. If you have a policy that's more than 6 months old, you're overpaying. I have a phone number in there. I set it all up for you that you can – I give you the number to call, and they'll save you. One person had told me when they read the book on Kindle the other day, and they told me they're getting a quote, they're going to save over $700 on their life, and they're getting the same amount of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They're saving what they had to pay for it.
Right.
And see, they don't – and one guy who was a critic said to me, well, anybody could do this. And I said, well, anybody could do it, but
– anybody's not doing it. Yeah, you're doing it.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Now, we are right up against the break here, so give the final pitch here, Bill.
Okay. You know, this book, you know, The Great American Dividend Machine, like I said, it'll inform you, it'll inspire you, it'll educate you, and it'll amuse you. And more importantly, if you don't save, if you go to that last chapter and don't save, me and my publishers will buy it back from you.
But that's a deal that's hard to beat, Bill. Yeah. So, hey, it's been great having you. And now, do you have any websites that you can give out, or people just Google the book?
Yeah, they can go on Amazon or go on Barnes and Noble and go to The Great American Dividend Machine, or Bill Spetrino, BillSpetrino.
Okay.
You can go to dividendmachine.com. Is my thing for my newsletter as well.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a great way to start out a Free Enterprise Friday. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you very much, Brother Craig.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, all right, Richmond. We're going to take our first break of the day, a good way to start Free Enterprise Friday. We're going to come back. We will take your calls. A lot to talk about here. 788-0990 on Richmond's Big Dog radio program, The Really Real Deal.